Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Overcast skies and 27 at Pittsburgh International. I'm Paul Rasmussen. A Pittsburgh lawyer representing a family from Colombia has filed the first legal challenge of U.S. airstrikes on alleged drug smuggling boats. Daniel Kovalik filed the petition Monday with the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights. Alejandro Medina is among over 80 people killed in 21 airstrikes in September in the Trump administration's campaign of bombing small boats it alleges are smuggling narcotics. Carranza's wife and four children insist he was on a fishing expedition and not carrying drugs when his boat was struck in September. The complaint contends Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth ordered the strike without knowing who was aboard, violating Carranza's right to due process and a fair trial. New this hour, bitter cold will be hitting Pittsburgh overnight with a low of 12 degrees, and officials say anyone in need of a warm place to stay should reach out. News Radio KDKA's Tamira Rush has details in the newsroom.
That's right, Paul. Allegheny County's winter shelter plan is in effect, offering more than 600 beds, including a new overnight shelter on the north side. Transportation, hot meals, and access to critical care services are provided, and there's room for anyone in need. The easiest way to find a safe place to get help with bills is by calling 211 or texting your zip code to 989-211. Westmoreland County is also expanding warming center options. Resources and locations can be found through the county's housing and shelter page. In the newsroom, Tamira Rush, News Radio KDKA.
With over a quarter of Pennsylvania's drivers over the age of 65, PennDOT and other agencies are focusing on older driver safety this week. For example, David Bono with the state's insurance department says seniors can take PennDOT's mature driver class.
Now, upon completion of the course, drivers will qualify for a 5% discount. And I'll tell you, when it comes to insurance, any kind of discount helps. So take advantage of the opportunity if you can.
Officials are also reminding drivers there are signs when it's time for seniors to stop driving, like feeling nervous behind the wheel, frequent close calls, and unexplained dents or scrapes on vehicles and garage doors. A Westmoreland County couple is accused of bringing their 2 and 7-year-old children to a drug deal. North Huntington police say they made the discovery during a traffic stop Tuesday night on Route 30. The criminal complaint says Gregory Carvalis and Chelsea Palco admitted to officers they bought a brick of heroin, which was in the vehicle. Police say a 7-year-old girl was in the back seat, not wearing a seatbelt, and a 2-year-old boy was sleeping in the trunk. North Huntington resident Terry Naylor shared his reaction with KDKA-TV.
That sounds crazy to me. I mean, drug deals can go bad at any time. You don't know what's going to happen. They're unpredictable. I mean, I haven't been to one myself, but I've watched a lot of movies.
Carvalis and Palco are facing drug and child endangerment charges. The children are now in the custody of their grandmother. Two City of Pittsburgh EMS administrators have been fired for submitting fraudulent time cards. A district chief allegedly submitted time cards with about $6,000 in unearned overtime, and a division chief approved the cards without verification. The Department of Public Safety confirmed those firings in a statement. KDKA Sports brought to you by NASCO Roofing, Pittsburgh's trusted and passionate roofer. Call NASCO at 412-373-2000 and by Coons Quality Foods, your Pittsburgh hometown grocery. T.J. Watt is on the Steelers injury list, sitting out of practice on Wednesday with a toe problem, and Patrick Queen also didn't practice due to a leg injury. College basketball last night, WVU crushed Coppin State 91-49. The news is brought to you by P.J. Fitzpatrick. Need a new roof or just want to repair a small leak? Trust PJ.com. KDKA Radio News Time is 8:04. 27 and overcast in Pittsburgh. AAA traffic in the AccuWeather forecast next.
You just got up. We're not getting snow that's going to gum up the morning commute, although there were a few schools that actually called in with a couple of the delays and school closings, one in Fayette County. Go to kdkradio.com, and we have the complete list anytime at your fingertips. I have been waiting for this conversation all week. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and we welcome our Hall of Fame broadcast friend, my mentor, Bill Hillgrove. William, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How goes the day?
So far, so good, and good to see you, and you can too, on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company and our KDK Radio YouTube page. So, Bill, I assume, let's dial back 4:25 Sunday. The Buffalo Bills come to Acrisure Stadium. First half, the Steelers hold the Bills to 3 points, a simple field goal, and have a lead 7-3 and get the kickoff to start the second half. And here we go. And the first snap, a strip sack, scoop and score for the Bills. The next series, an interception of Mason Rudolph and a score. And the next thing you know, the wheels came off. Where do we go from here, Bill?
Well, let's start with defending the run. It was poor. And for the most part this year, it has been poor. That having been said, Steeler fans, we've been spoiled since 1976. We expect that that team goes to the playoffs every year and wins Super Bowl 1 out of 4 years. It doesn't happen. The field in the end for a dynasty to take place again. That having been said, they've got to shore up the run defense. Two backup offensive tackles helped to beat them in that regard. And they gave up the most yardage rushing of any Steelers team in Acrisure Stadium history. So those are all bad vibes. In the meantime, 6-6, and they still have a chance to win the division. Got to beat Baltimore at least once. This will be tough. It doesn't look good, but, every week is a different week, so let's cross our fingers.
Bill, I'm not asking you to make a prediction, but there are times in the past where the Steelers have closed the season out well.
Yeah, and right now the curve doesn't look good, and for the number of reasons we've already discussed. They could, heal some things. And, I think the addition of Adam Thielen, second wide receiver, is going to help the offense. And, I personally would like to see more of Pat Freiermuth. He's somehow become a little quiet, what with the addition of the tight ends they brought in this year and the emergence of Mount Washington, which is fun to watch. And I think he's got to be used more because I know defensive backs particularly don't want to deal with him.
No way. When he's coming, and those D-backs who are half his size are like, uh-oh, they're making what some people call a business decision not to really fully hit him. By the way, Bill Hillgrove's presence today is brought to you by Duquesne Beer this holiday season. Grab a Duke. All right, Bill, you've heard around the country the talk of Mike Tomlin has been the talk in sports. At this juncture, what are your thoughts for Coach Tomlin?
I just think it's misdirected. I know there's frustration, and I know people criticize him for not going deeper in the playoffs, but I think he's a good leader. I think as long as his quarterback's in him, you just stay the course and hope that better things happen. No, that was an ugly scene on Sunday. I understand frustration, I don't think Tomlin is the complete problem. He has become part of the problem, as coaching always does. But they are 6-6. They are what they are. Let's see how the last five games proceed.
Yeah, that's a big, big game. And to your point, As frustrated as the fan base is, Sunday at 1 in Baltimore, if they win that game, they're in sole possession of first place in the AFC North, crazy as that is.
Yeah, and normally we play well in Baltimore, so let's hope that trend continues. I'm going to figure out a way to slow down Mr. Henry, who right now is the toughest running back in the league, toughest to tackle. They got to figure out a way to do that.
Bill, I'm curious to know something about Pitt basketball, and the reason for that is I haven't been able to see a game yet this year. You know, tell me what you've seen of the team up to this point.
Well, let's throw up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
About the Quinnipiac, they didn't play intense within any intensity in that game. They did against Texas A&M, but Texas A&M going 10 deep kind of wore them out. And I think the problem is the absence of that big man, the transfer, DeSean Jackson, who's got medical problems, and that's still a big question mark. In the meantime, we're asking Cam Corhan to do too much. He's a natural four. We're asking him to play the five and do the work at both ends of the court. And I think he and the team run out of gas at the end of the game, and that's what I saw against Texas A&M.
Bill, that said, speaking of Pitt, there's a rumor floated out there since Penn State got a sixth win with Terry Smith that there are forces about trying to put Pitt and Penn State in a bowl game at the Pinstripe in Yankee Stadium. What would you think about that?
Well, I have an idea of playing Penn State. I think it's long overdue, but I hate Yankee Stadium.
For football.
I've never been there for a baseball game, but I hate it for football. You're in the football press box. When they come at you, you're in the end zone. Left becomes right. Right becomes left. That's a broadcaster's nightmare. And they have baseball people running football scoreboard equipment.
Now, tell them why
that doesn't work too well.
Tell them why you're really upset, and you're right. You're calling a game from the end zone, but they wouldn't let Bill Hillgrove in the stadium.
No.
Yeah.
The reason was my son Spots, and we have the same name, and when he couldn't make it, I canceled his credential. Guess what? They saw the name and they said, Bill Hillgrove's not coming. They scratched mine. I had to stand there for an hour. And what really ticked me is that, we're playing Syracuse. Syracuse athletic director gets out of a car with Jim Boeheim and they walk past me like they own a joint.
Not that he's holding anything.
So we'll call this chapter of that episode of your life, Damn Yankees.
Oh, very good. Very, very good, Paul. All right, and Pitt's volleyball team in action, the number one seed. That's tomorrow night at the Pete. What a thrill for Dan Fisher. By the way, we're going to talk to him at 9:30 this morning. So how about those women?
It's just absolutely amazing. And I wasn't there, but my partner Curtis Aiken was there as they clinched the championship. And he said the performance by Olivia Babcock was a once-in-a-lifetime athletic achievement. And I said, man, that's a big statement because you were a great athlete yourself. Matter of fact, he was the MVP of the Sugar Bowl tournament when they did have collegiate teams playing in it down in the Superdome. So Curtis knows what he's talking about. When he said it was a life and a once-in-a-lifetime athletic achievement, I went, must have been. I'm sorry I missed it.
I'm going to ask Dan Fisher about that next hour. Bill, always enjoy our chats. Damn Yankees. We'll see what happens after this weekend where Pitt goes and Penn State to a bowl, maybe at the same place.
Keep your sunny side up.
All right. Sounds good, partner. The great Bill Hillgrove. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA Traffic powered by Bowser Genesis in Monroeville, here's Ellen.
Trying to keep the sunny side up on this particular rush hour with lots of delays out there. The Parkway West on the inbound ride, very heavy for you, backing before the top of Green Tree Hill. Outbound continues to be slow, go through the 79 interchange, but no other major obstacles on your way out toward Pittsburgh International right now. Parkway North, I-279, a little bit sluggish for you, approaching the Bellevue-Westview interchange. It's heavy crossing the Veterans Bridge from 279 toward 579, and also sluggish exiting at 6th and 7th Avenues downtown. Getting into downtown by way of the Liberty Tunnels, 51 northbound backs to Edgebrook. West Liberty Avenue is slow for you before Pioneer. 28 southbound is heavy through the Aetna Bypass, then again at Millvale, and the Parkway East lines up at Wilkinsburg. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 825. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Thanks, Ellen. AccuWeather says just a touch of snow. They pre-treated a lot of the roads. We're not getting much moisture out of this cold dip. We're going to go all the way to 12 degrees, maybe even break the record set in 1976 for an overnight low. And then tomorrow only 33, but we will and should see some sunshine. If you're up early, you could see the last super moon of the season. Coming up, we'll find out what's trending with T. It's 8:19 from the KDK Radio News Desk. Here's a look ahead at our 8:30 report with Paul Rasmussen.
Soccer fans can celebrate the Riverhounds USL title at a downtown rally today. We'll have the details coming up in 11 minutes on the Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio, KDKA.
Our own Tamira Rush is in studio from the newsroom.
Good morning. Hi, good morning.
What's trending, T?
Waymo.
Waymo.
I would never, ever, never, ever ride in a driverless cab. Would never do that.
What?
I would never do that.
I did it twice. I'm still here.
Really?
What? I posted a video that we took with our boss, PJ,
yes,
our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, wow, Tom Catanzari, our engineer. The four of us took one in San Francisco.
I watched that.
And I got to say to PJ, we were there as things driving around San Francisco downtown, and he goes, we should do that. And I'm like, no way.
No way
I'm doing it.
Oh, my goodness.
And then we just decided to go for it. I downloaded the app while we were walking Fisherman's Wharf.
Uh-huh.
Took me 5 minutes. And when it connected and I opened the app, it said, Lawrence, where do you want to go? And I plugged in House of Nanking.
Okay.
Which is in Chinatown.
Okay.
In San Francisco downtown. And it said, car will be there in 3 minutes. Pulled up in front of all these people. And the doors, you can't, there's no latch to open because they're inside the door. They pop out.
Okay.
When you hit on the app that it's you. Because people ask, how do you know that's your
car?
That
was my question, yeah.
And they have a spinning light on top that have my initials on it.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. It's cool to watch. I watched the video numerous times, but I would have to try to, were you sitting there jerking, jerking?
Well,
I'm just asking.
Now, let me give you an update. So that went really smooth, except for it was trying to find a place to safely pull over, and it's telling you this. And then it was kind of in the street. So if you weren't paying attention, getting out of the vehicle, that's kind of on you. and there were cars beeping. And so we got out in front of the restaurant. Then I took the ride by myself in Atlanta, and I was going. It was a sunny morning, but it was breezy, and there were leaves blowing. And the car kept, when you said jerking,
it
was jerking because it was seeing the leaves. Now, normally, if you're driving, you're just, you know it's leaves. So I had a question, and we'll find out this eventually. So if you pull up, let's say at a PennDOT work spot, and there's a flag person there, and the flag person tells you to go, how does the car know?
Oh, that's a good question.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then how will it deal with rain in Pittsburgh or snow?
Yeah, that's a good question.
So they're going to test it, but they're going to test it with a person.
With a person inside, correctly. Well, speaking of San Francisco, people in San Francisco are having issues with Waymo because it killed, a dog was killed on Sunday, and a cat was killed prior to in San Francisco. So people are, you know, have issues because a dog was in the road, but I'm guessing that the Waymo didn't recognize or know that was an animal.
So what about people deer around here?
Correct. So I don't know. And I was reading that. It said, the dog was struck. The animal reportedly suffered injuries so severe it had to be put down.
Well,
so I'm kind of concerned about that.
I'm not
this animal person, but that.
I would say that if statistically what you're going to hear, and we heard this, compared to a human driver, millions of miles have been driven already with Waymos in these five cities. So they have data, and you're 90% safer from accidents in the driverless car compared to humans driving over this period of time.
But so, I guess you would have to have more driverless cars on the road to really kind of make that, you know, to put that together, because it's what, how many you will have? You'll have like one or two, maybe?
In San Francisco, it was crazy. They were everywhere. So they were full integration. And what I looked at the area they serve, it's around the city proper, but the Super Bowl is there in February in Santa Clara, and it's about an hour drive, and you got to take a highway. So they are extending it so that people go into the game.
Are there rules in the Waymo when you're in there? Like if something happens and an accident, if you're in an accident, how do you get out? What is it that you just have an app that you push buttons and it says, okay, open door?
There is a button that says pull over. So if you're uncomfortable at any time, it'll let you out.
Oh, nice.
And also it's intuitive. It'll talk to you if you want. You can choose not to. But it was a female voice, and I was there by myself in the back seat, and she's telling me what she's doing.
Yeah. Well, that's deep. In the back seat by yourself.
That's a whole nother.
Oh, my
Somebody
God,
said,
Larry.
Well, do they have a camera in there to see what people
are doing? Like, they used to have taxi cab confessions.
You remember that on HBO?
Yes, absolutely. But something about it just doesn't. I mean, but that's what they say about everything, you know.
Well,
technology changes, and you say you're not going to do it, and cell phones and chips and all of these things. So, I mean, it's changing. I'm getting older, so, you know, this is the new wave of doing that.
Mark my words, you're going to get in one day.
You think I'm
going
to get in a Waymo? I would be so nervous. I mean, the thought of watching you guys in that, like...
It made you nervous to watch.
It made me nervous to watch, yeah.
And you saw there were cyclists on the bike lanes, and our car's coming up, and it saw them, slowed down, and then, you know, allowed for them, and they were in their lane. And I was thinking, oh, this is a test. And then it made a right turn and then pulled up to the restaurant.
Did you take one back, coming back?
No, because it wouldn't go as far as we needed to go to the hotel. We stayed out near Levi Stadium.
Okay.
So we couldn't take one, but we did talk to the Uber driver.
And that was my next question to you.
He doesn't like
them. Yes, it's putting people out of work.
You don't have to tip.
Yeah.
A Waymo.
Waymo. Is it expensive?
It was $17 for four of us to go 15 minutes.
Did you do that did you compare prices before you took it? Or you just said, no, it's cool, let's just do it?
No, we originally did it with the intent of trying it.
I was wondering the cost.
But in Atlanta, that's a good question. I didn't compare the cost, but it's connected to Uber in Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
So it'll ask you, are you okay with a Waymo? And I said, sure. And it said, okay, it'll be there in 5 minutes.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And it pulls up the hotel. People are like, what?
Well, what you doing? You can, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I was trending.
I was trending.
Without tea. In Atlanta. How about that?
Oh, my goodness. But I'm interested in knowing that.
All right, I'm going to get you one.
Yeah,
you and I.
Yeah, let's go. Let's do it.
We're going way
above. Well, I'm crazy in the car. So, you're going to be ready for me? Because I don't think you're ready.
I'm ready for you now. Thank you, T.
Bye, Larry.
It's 27 and overcast at 8:30. I'm Paul Rasmussen. Pittsburgh is throwing a downtown rally today as the Riverhounds celebrate their first ever USL title. News Radio KDKA's Tamira Rush has details in the newsroom.
That's right, Paul. The championship is nearly three decades in the making for the Riverhounds, who finally lifted their first United Soccer League Cup after a dramatic playoff run. The Hounds edged out FC Tulsa in a tense penalty shootout last month, capping off a postseason where their defense didn't allow a single goal. In fact, the team closed the year with more than 630 straight scoreless minutes, one of the strongest defensive stretches in league history. Fans heading downtown can meet players and coaches and snapped photos with the championship trophy. Grand Street will be shut down between 4th and Forbes from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. this afternoon for the celebration. In the newsroom, Tamira Rush, News Radio KDKA.
State lawmakers are attempting again next year to pass legislation to slow or prevent hospital closures and purchases in Pennsylvania. News Radio KDKA's Paul Alexander has that.
With at least 32 hospitals fully shuttered in the Commonwealth since 2004, a new bill has been proposed to give the Attorney General oversight responsibilities in for-profit or private equity transactions involving healthcare facilities. The bill passed the House in June and has been awaiting action in the Senate. One of the bill's sponsors is Representative Dan Frankel from Squirrel Hill, who says, "We know we have a real crisis. One of the issues is whether or not nursing homes should be dealt with separately. They're also looking to ban private equity purchases of the land, only to lease it back to the hospital at a predatory rate to force bankruptcy. The goal is to have something in place prior to the next wave of hospital transactions and mergers." Paul Alexander, News Radio, KDKA.
KDKA Sports is brought to you by NASCO Roofing, Pittsburgh's trusted and passionate roofer. Call NASCO at 412-373-2000. T.J. Watt and Patrick Queen did not practice with the Steelers Wednesday. Watt has a toe injury, and Queen injured a leg in last week's game. College hoops last night, West Virginia blew out Coppin State 91-49. KDKA Radio News Time 8:32. Our next update at 9 on the Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio KDKA.
Listen for the Drive at 5, top stories driving the day's news every weekday afternoon with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh Demand. The yellow van.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And well, with all of the news, and certainly we were focused on Tuesday into yesterday with the storm system that brought all the snow, a major announcement was made from the White House in the Oval Office yesterday with automobile industry representatives along there with the president, the transportation secretary, and it is supposed to be game-changing on many levels, Paul.
Well, the fuel economy standards is at the center of all of this, Larry. Now, the Trump administration has proposed lower federal fuel economy standards. They want to move the Biden area rules that require an average of 50.4 miles per gallon for 2031 model year cars. They want to lower that to an average of 34.5. So that would really change the cost of making an automobile and the cost probably of purchasing one as well for the big three automakers. And then as well, on tariffs, the president has extended some auto tariff relief while at the same time is going to impose some new duties on trucks and buses. So those are the two major points that are emerging from the White House get-together.
One of the additional regulations that will be rolled back was the demand for EV production within certain time levels. And the president said that it's too aggressive. In other words, you can have a choice to get an electric vehicle, gas-powered or hybrid, but he doesn't believe that the government should be pushing the acceleration of these production, and the companies who were present were happy about that.
Well, he'll give you an example. General Motors is realigning now, what they call realigning their EV capacity, and they're going to have indefinite layoffs, 1,750 workers at what they call Factory Zero. And they're going to take a $1.6 billion charge on the books because the demand for EVs is not what they thought it was going to be. People seem to prefer hybrids, Larry.
Especially here in southwestern Pennsylvania.
As long as we're talking about hybrids, the little list of notes I have here says that Nissan is going to launch their Rogue hybrid in 2026. So the Rogue will be available in a hybrid for the first time.
Well, we have, for our entire lives, been gas-driven up until fairly recently, Paul, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's all about reliability.
That's exactly what I'm thinking is, a hybrid appeals to me because I can use the electric version of the electric side of the engine and reduce the emissions. But if I have a range problem, then the gas kicks in and I'm good to go.
And you want that. Mentally, you want that backup security, because one of the challenges is talking to EV owners is you have to strategize if you're driving distances in particular.
Well, not only
where you're going to charge,
but also besides that, it's weather conditions. Batteries don't perform as well. I mean, what do they tell you about leaving your cell phone in your car when the weather's like it is right now? Don't do it. Why? Because it limits battery performance. Well, the same thing applies to an electric vehicle. They're wonderful, and also I would say that for many people, EVs are just out of reach in terms of affordability.
Although, you know, the manufacturers have done a better job, as I understand, over the last few years of improving the battery life, much like they have done with phones, but we're not quite there yet for many people mentally. To your point, a hybrid is a much more desirable option for many people.
And another reason, Larry, I think a good one that EV sales have kind of tapered off is that registrations in the United States for EV vehicles were up 24% in August. And that was all due to that rush for the tax credits that were going to expire.
Right. So it's a big story because the bottom line is this should mean that the automobile manufacturers should be able to give better pricing since they don't feel that they're on a timeline to do things that they believe are unattainable.
Well, a recent story said that the average automobile, the new automobile vehicle sale price, the average, is now $50,000.
Average?
Average.
I happened to watch live the announcement yesterday from the White House. And the CEO of Ford spoke, and he talked about, you know, being established in the U.S., and it was a lot about that, too. And they were proud of what they were doing. And then after that, the president talked about being in some Asian countries where they had these little, smaller vehicles that he said, some of them are beautiful. He goes, and I asked, well, why don't we sell these here? And they said, well, you're not allowed under current restrictions, you know, trade restrictions here in the U.S. He said, well, we'll change that too. The Ford guy's like, what?
Hold on a sec. Let us make it first.
wait a minute. So I guess the takeaway is there's not going to be this push and demand on the auto manufacturers to get the EVs and the gas, you know, the EPA and your gas mileage won't be as aggressive.
I think the best positioned automaker right now that I can think of when it comes to hybrid sales, which seem to be the way that people are trending toward, but the company that I would think of that's best positioned with as many hybrids as they offer would be Toyota.
Well, speaking of hybrids, right after the top of the hour, I want to share an interview that we did with Joanna Dovin, who is the executive director of the AI strike team, about Waymos. This is a whole nother world.
She was on the team that successfully convinced Waymo to make us one of their new markets.
Since the technology was developed here. And while you're traveling, no matter where you go, you know what you should have on you at all times is a bottle of Sniper. It's just the right size so you can take it at the airport with you. And EV True Value, Andy Amrine introduced me to this. This is a hospital-grade virus killer. So when you travel, you know, it's cold flu season, it can only help. And they also have other great products, too, like Harmony Organic Insect Control, safe around people and pets, and this multi-purpose odor eliminator, the best in the business, called Knockout. All three products available at participating True Value hardware stores.
And this first one is big. Waymo is starting testing of its autonomous taxis in the Golden Triangle this week and perhaps will be having service next year.
You know, there was a recent story out in The Economist. They studied hundreds of thousands of miles of Waymo driving, and compared to human driver, it's 90% safer. 90%.
That is the voice of Joanna Dovin, executive director of the AI strike team here in Pittsburgh, and she was the point person to get Waymo to do this where it started. And many Pittsburghers love to be first. This is a big one, and you're going to hear that conversation. I want you to share that right after the news at the top of the hour. And I've also posted a video on our social media at KDK Radio with the trip we took in a Waymo in San Francisco.
That's one interesting piece of video because it tells you what it's like to be inside a driverless taxi and how that feels. What's the experience like? After I saw it, it made me a lot more curious and a lot less concerned.
Yeah, and I did it again in Atlanta a couple of weeks ago by myself, and I was pretty comfortable, to be honest.
And this was no short ride either, right?
No, this one was 30 minutes, so it was significant.
Well, there's still talk about Mike Tomlin's future with the Steelers, especially now that insider Ed Bouchette has something to say, and here's that.
That, to me, is damning that your head coach thinks he has this great defense and it's the worst in the league. I mean, what does that say about his judge of talent? And Mike's done some really good things here. But as Chuck Noll said, maybe it is time.
And he has retired, former Steelers insider Ed Bouchette, but he's obviously still paying close attention. He has for more than half a century. So he's got a lot of experience. And if you've noticed, everybody that's talked about coach gives him the caveat of respect for accomplishments. But even Ben Roethlisberger on his podcast suggested maybe it's time for a change.
And we have a downtown rally today celebrating the Riverhounds and their first United Soccer League title.
How about that? Tuffy Schallenberger, the owner who bought the team because his son loves soccer, basically It's lost money on the team.
Well, I mean, they've been trying 26 years to get this thing where it's at now, like sold-out stadiums.
Tuffy's a construction guy by trade, and here he is, national champ. So I'm really excited for the fans who showed up in droves at Highmark Stadium.
Yeah, and their fans are rabid. Their loyalty is right over the top. I'm sure it's going to be a good turnout for the Riverhounds today.
And one other sports note, Pitt Volleyball begins as the top seed. The playoffs hit the peak tomorrow night. We're going to talk to head coach Dan Fisher right after the news at 9:30. Thank you, Paul.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.